It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach for the week, Dr. Eric Ashburn. A lot of good stuff to talk about this week. The first thing I'm really interested in, I talked about this in the radio a long time ago, and I had people coming up. Real interesting story. I went into Starbucks, got a coffee, and this woman I know there came up to me and she said, "Hey, there's this doctor on the radio that I listen to, and he's talking about the top things," and I'm going to get into a second, but it's the top things people who are elderly, the top advice they would give people who are younger based on their experience, their success, why, all, you know, living long, all that. And she's telling me all these great points, and I'm looking at her. I thought she was punking me, you know. I thought she was messing with me. And she's saying all this, and I'm just looking at her strange. She says, "Why are you looking at me so strange?" I said, "Did his voice sound anything like mine?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's you. I had no idea." Now, I spoke to her a couple times a week. She had no idea it was me. So it was a real funny story related to this topic. But basically, you know, the top things that people do, right? Top things that people do to be very, very successful. And I don't mean successful money-wise. That's a big thing, right? We're always talking about like success money-wise. With me, it's success in life, because we put more emphasis on careers and things that earn more money. Yet there's other careers that are equally as important, right? If you're a social worker or something like that, you're not going to earn as much money as someone maybe in technology, but that's all right, right? If that's what you're truly wanting to do, if that's what you're truly passionate about, you should do that. So I'm going to get into these top things. And the first thing ties into what I'm talking about right now, and that is invest in a career that gives you a sense of purpose, not just money. And I love this concept. Because that's the thing, as you get older, you realize you need purpose. I've known people that retired early and they thought that meant they don't have to have purpose anymore. They could live life just freely, do whatever they want day to day. And the word freedom, right? It's a weird word, because I feel you have more freedom when you have more discipline. And there's a person I read and follow his stuff. His name's Jocko Willink. And he says, discipline equals freedom. Now, what that means is, with discipline, is if you're playing an instrument, for instance, and you learn all the notes, you learn everything about the instrument, you can play it very, very well, then you're free to just play without thinking, just riff on it. And so discipline equals freedom. More importantly is purpose. If you have a purpose. Now, I had this patient, I was doing my weight loss program, and he had a purpose. He had a I call it your big why. So if you have a big why, it takes care of all the hows. The how can I do this? How can I find the time? If you have a big enough why, all this stuff fades in the background. So he called it baby dime. And I never forgot that. You know, baby dime meant he had two daughters that were having babies in the near future. He wanted to be around for a long time for those children, want to see them graduate, get married, all that stuff you want to do as a grandparent or a parent. And dime was his sister got sick, and he said her life changed on a dime, right? Everybody was cool, we're having a good time. All of a sudden, she found out she had cancer, I believe it was, and her life changed on a dime, and she had to change everything about how she lived. You know, her family was worried about her because her life changed on a dime. So, you know, you have to have a good sense of purpose, still pursuing things that have value outside of you that are very important for you to pursue and to follow through with. So ultimately, live a life with purpose, not just chase money, and you have much more joy and happiness. Second thing is taking care of your body like you want to live to be 100 years old. So a healthy body will give you a greater chance to enjoy old age without illness or chronic disease. I feel this is very, very important, this point. I'm going to put my spin on it. So my spin is, if you arrived at 100 years old, you took care of your body already. So if you're getting older, you have a mindset of taking care of your body when you're younger, not waiting until you have a disease, maybe 60, 70 years old, you have this disease, and now you're thinking of taking care of your health. So if you take care of your health when you're much younger, you're going to get older. This is a great mindset. There's this book I read, 4-Hour Workweek, and Tim Ferriss is the author, and he said, people who retire young are people who have a strong work ethic. Now, I'll tie this into what I'm saying. You have a strong work ethic. So in other words, you work diligently, you put in your time, you had focus, you had purpose, so you have the money to retire early. But you don't want to retire early because that's boring, because you have a good sense of purpose, work ethic, and everything else. So you're the sort of person who won't retire early. Now, the person who wants to retire early is a person that doesn't have the strong work ethic. They can't wait to get out of their career. They have no purpose. They have no focus on their career, and they say, I just want to get out early. And then it's a tough retirement, because now you don't have that much money. You don't have that much purpose. And you're living a life of just trying to find happiness, which is not joy. Happiness is fleeting. Joy is permanent. So, you know, you want to live your life chasing after health early, right? Get into habits. It's not even about doing it like mentally. It's about getting into habits. Every day, go for a walk. If you don't feel good unless you go for a walk, then you know you've ingrained it into your psyche. So you want to do that. You want to go for a walk, have an exercise routine. I was listening to a CIA expert in a podcast, and she said she has a lot of stuff. Now she's retired and she writes books and she has a lot of money. And you think she'd slow down, but she says, my favorite time of the day and the week is when I get to exercise and work out. And she likes working out very, very hard. And that sense of purpose, it gives her more joy, and it gives her a better life, which she's banking on in the future. All right. Number three is say yes to new opportunities. The more likely you are to say no than yes, you have more regrets. And I love that because it means a more flexible mindset. And everybody listening to this knows people. They're just no. Want to go here? No. Want to do this? No. You know, it's those people, and you probably don't want to hang around them as much. You push them to the distant end of your inner circle. But basically, say yes more than no. Right. And so, you know, when someone says, want to do this? Sure. Why not? Let's go do it. It'll be fun. Right. And enjoy everything about that situation. Even if you have traffic, you know, that's ugly. I was listening to this guy, Tim. Oh, gosh, I remember his name in a second, earlier today. And he was on Normandy Beach, and he's in the Special Forces. And so he was thinking of the fact that these people back then, they gave their lives. I mean, they went in there just giving their lives so we could have better lives. So for him, it's like, it's a yes, right? It's a no-brainer. It isn't difficult. He says he loves that area because it reminds him of what these people did for us. And it opens up your mind. It makes you like, yeah, well, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to, out of fear, not do things. I'm going to do more yeses. All right. Next thing is prioritize traveling. I love this stuff. I'm going to be traveling in the near future. And I love traveling. And you know what I do? A little hack. This is my thing. You could have a different thing. But prioritize traveling. These are the things, once again, if you just joined in, that the elderly people, the 100-year-old people describe as giving their life more purpose, more joy, giving them more valuable, joy-filled life as they get older. So they're giving their advice from very old in life, so we don't have to wonder what to do when we're younger. So prioritize traveling. So one of my hacks to do it, I love photography. I love taking pictures. I feel everybody has an artistic side. That's one of the things that I focus on artistically. But what it does for me is it allows me to focus on the beauty. So I'm going to be going over to England. And there's a lot of stuff we're going to go see, a lot of history, because in Europe, a lot more history. I love taking photographs of everything. I'll probably take thousands of photographs that I need to sort through later, because basically you're looking for beauty in everything when you have a camera in your hand. Even your phone, you're looking for beauty in everything. You're looking for experiences in everything. It's about experiences, right? It's about having a good time. So I keep a camera in my hand, and that really allows me to focus on what's beautiful and what's good. All right. Next is say it while you can. I love this. Love this. Say it while you can. Don't regret that you held something back when it's too late to say. Everybody says kind things about the person at their wake and funeral, right? Don't wait until then, right? Say it now. I had this girl who used to work for me, and she said, it's always better now. Doesn't matter what, even if you're saying something that you don't really want to say, you're talking to someone about a tough situation, or maybe people hold grudges with relatives for dozens of years because they don't feel like talking about it. Oh, that person did me wrong. I'm never going to talk to him again. I don't care if I ever see him again. Well, guess what? That comes out of our own fear. It's not about the other person. That's why they say forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. So say it while you can. Tell someone you love them. When you see them, tell them that you can't wait to see them again. Tell them you love their hairstyle, but don't lie. You know, I'm not saying that, but when you see someone, tell them what you find good about them, because that helps you feel better and it creates better relationships. You know, interesting theory. They said the most popular kid in high school, remember your yearbook, you open it up, you have most popular. Everybody wanted that when they're back then, but they had no idea how to get there. The person that got it was just popular. The most popular kid in high school was generally the person who liked the most people. So it wasn't someone who did something special. It wasn't the best dancer, the best dresser, the best person at sports, most attractive person. It was the person that got out of their own way, right? They learned how to overcome their own insecurities, which everybody has, in order to like people. When you have all this insecurity and fear inside of you, then you kind of hold back. You don't want to tell people, at risk they view you or judge you differently. When you get that judgment out of your own head, it's so much easier to be free and talk to people truly and honestly. I say that with our weight loss program. when you get into better shape, when you're feeling better about yourself, when you're mentally more clear, when you have more energy, more emotional energy, generally it's not about ego. Your ego goes away and you're more free to tell someone, hey man, you did a great job. I was really happy to see that. Or wow, you're getting in great shape. I can tell you're losing weight and you look vibrant. That's awesome. And you're not doing it falsely. You're doing it truly from your true self speaking. And I feel that's a wonderful thing to do. All right. Next up is don't waste time. Live life like it's short, because it is. You know how much time I waste? I'm going to raise my hand and put me first. How much time I waste? And I'll tell you the truth. I feel that I'm less of a time waster than most people, but I still, you know, so much time. I get on my phone and all of a sudden there's something on my phone that grabs my attention and I'm going down the road of looking into it, reading it. And it really doesn't matter to me. You know, basically it's interesting, but it has no bearing on my life. And you could waste so much time on social media. And you can lose that time. That time never, ever, ever comes back. So I heard someone say recently, he's an entrepreneur, he says, we waste so much time on social media, that time could have been used on building a business, building relationships, doing other stuff that we don't do. And once again, being on social media all the time, it's kind of a fear mindset because you don't want to put yourself out there because it's too painful for whatever reason. Maybe it's insecurities. You don't want to put yourself out there. So you lose yourself in your phone because your phone has tons of stuff that wants your attention. It's built that way. You know, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, they said, we're trying to grab your attention. That's our entire job. If you don't believe it, look up the Social Network documentary on Netflix. It'll explain how there are scientists that are light years more intelligent than we are in this area, looking for your attention and grabbing it. So for the most part, don't waste time. Do stuff that adds value, right? If nothing else, build relationships, call someone up, tell them you love them. Combine the last two, right? Say it while you can and don't waste time. If you can do these things, you can have a much more rewarding life. All right. This one I really, really like. Number 8, happiness isn't something that occurs when conditions are more or less perfect in your life. You have to make a conscious choice to be happy. And so I love that, right? So many people, everything has to be right for them to be happy. Now, I have a large practice and I see people every day and I see hundreds of people sometimes each day. So I meet so many personalities and my job is to love on them regardless. I want to be caring, loving. I want to be uplifting to them. But my gosh, it's more difficult to be uplifting to certain people than it is other people. So when you're dealing with people that have negative mindsets, oh gosh, my job, and oh gosh, this person at work, they drive me crazy. Oh gosh, you know, all these things they tell you, my mother drives me crazy. You know, that's basically, and it's hard to tell them this, real hard to tell this person this because they're so deep in their own excuses, but it's their problem. It's not the other person's problem. So basically, you want to make sure you're making choices to be happy. If you're in traffic, there's always a choice. You have the choice of not letting your emotions control you. You can control your emotions. If you're at work and a bad situation happens, you can control your situation, not let it control you. Because if it's controlling you, then it owns you and you have no power over the situation. So always having power over the situation is a better situation than not having it. So always choose happiness versus unhappiness. Time spent worrying is wasted, so stop doing it. In the Bible, it says, worrying does not add another moment to your life. And I believe that. Not to say I don't worry, but I don't worry as much as I used to and as much as many people. So worrying is not a good thing. When I start worrying about things, I start wondering, it takes a while, but I start getting introspective and say, why am I worrying? You know, when in my life has worrying made a difference? And it never has. So then I could pull out of it a lot easier. All right, next up, if you want to get as much possible out of life, focus on the little things, find joy in the moments and events that occur every day. If you watch a documentary on Blue Zones, hopefully you did. It's a real good documentary. I believe it's on Netflix, but look up the Blue Zones. And these people who lived the longest with the most joy metrics in their life, they focus on the small things. They find joy in the moments. And one of the things they do is every night they eat with a group of people and they listen to music and they get up and dance. What are we doing in our country? The complete opposite. We're shoving food in our mouth, commuting back from work to work on a break in our car, trying to do all this stuff as quickly as we can. Not saying it's anybody's fault. Sometimes the system has been built this way. I don't know if it's purposefully, but it definitely messes with us and robs us of our joy. So find joy in the little things. Don't stress about stuff. And when you're talking to someone, find joy. Always choose laughter. Choose smiling. Because when you choose that smiling, when you choose happiness, your life's always better than when you choose seriousness and being upset. So these are some cool tips. I feel they're very, very valuable. They're the top 10 things that elderly people recommended. Now, they surveyed a ton of people. This nurse surveyed a ton of people and said, these are the top things, if you can filter, distill out all these things, top things that elderly people would recommend to us when we're younger to have a great, great life. So hopefully it makes good sense to you and you can apply some of these principles. All right. How many of you out there have headaches? I don't mean occasional, you know, drink too much, dehydrated. Occasional means once every couple months, maybe once every 6 months, like a headache. I rarely, not that I'm anything special, I just never get headaches. It's very, very rare to get a headache. I have to be really sick. Once again, it's pretty rare. So, but people have headaches all the time. I see so many people come to my office who have headaches more than once a month. And so many people come in and say, I have a headache every once in a while. When I ask them how many they have, they say three a week, you know, no big deal, three a week. And they're having, that's 12 a month, right? And 12 a month, what's that, 144 a year. That's crazy. So we should have zero headaches. Number one, out the gate, zero headaches. But if you have headaches, and this is tension headache, cluster headache, migraine, whatever headache it is, you should have very infrequently. And you could probably trace back why you're having the headache. You know, maybe you drank some alcohol, and I could give you some hacks on how to not have headaches after drinking alcohol, but maybe you're sick under the weather. But basically, there's a reason why you shouldn't just have headaches randomly, like waking up with headache. So I dug up some research, and I love the research on getting adjusted chiropractically and headaches going away. Because I see it anecdotally in my practice all the time. People come in that have been struggling with migraines their entire life, like 3-4 a week, that really put them out of commission. And they get adjusted. And over the course of even the first couple weeks, but over the course of their care plan, they say, I can't believe I live my life without getting care. I mean, I have this one guy, he tells me, I can't believe the difference. I can't believe I lived 40 years of my life with migraines for the majority of them. No one ever told me to get adjusted and helped me tremendously. He has no more headaches. He feels great. And there's tons of research. I was reading this study from Duke, and it said, among the many treatment alternatives supported by evidence, the science and the research showing the evidence, chiropractic is buoyed by substantial evidence in this report to its efficacy in the management of both tension types, cervicogenic, and migraine headaches. I love that, right? So there's so much science behind why you have headaches, so much science, but basically, you should not have them. And now I thought about this and I had a real cool concept. And I said, people's health, right? You go to your doctor for headaches. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You might want to rule out tumors. And that's a very, very rare thing to have tumors. But, you know, get a test, get an MRI, get something like that. Totally okay. I say it's always good to information gather, right? Gather information from advanced testing, but you should always question, draw the line at the treatment, because the treatment medically never improves the health of your body. Understand that. If you take a drug for a headache and then you stop taking the drug, you're going to get headaches back again, possibly worse, because the progression of your poor metabolic function is going to continue regardless if you're taking a medicine. So the medicine can help you feel better, but it doesn't help you get better. Now, people's health, if you're not taking action, they're generally declining slowly, but declining. If you take action, you can make it go upwards, and that's a phenomenal thing. And migraines are one of these things that you can exercise, you can eat better, and it can help you not have as many. But generally, there's tons of pressure upper cervically. And I do x-rays all the time with people have migraines, and I can see very, very clearly there's tons of pressure right below your skull. Now, if you have headaches and you're listening right now, reach behind your skull and feel right off the bottom of your skull, top of your neck. There's generally pressure there, even pain sensitivity. That's because you have nerve pressure at your brainstem. And nerve pressure at your brainstem causes headaches up into your brain. It's very clear. One of the big things, though, is, you know, removing it can help you, but when you have that pressure up around your brainstem, that nerve function traveling through your brainstem runs everything in your entire body. So headaches aren't the problem. They're telling you you have a problem. And the problem that you have is nerve pressure in the most vital functional area for everything in your body at your brainstem. So I always encourage people, if you have headaches, you really should get the problem that's causing your headaches taken care of, because there's much more valuable health and other things you can gain by removing that pressure. You know, Christopher Reeves, I mentioned often, he broke his neck. He broke that top bone, which I'm talking about. And when he broke it, many, many organ systems shut down. His lungs shut off completely. He needed a respirator to help him breathe. His heart went into an arrhythmia, which would have stopped his heart. He had to have a pacemaker put into his heart, which he didn't have before he injured his neck. His organs all shut down. He had to have a colostomy to pull his colon out because he couldn't push food through his digestive processes anymore. And he couldn't go to the bathroom, so he had to remove a portion of his bowels. So much stuff went wrong. I mean, his neurologist came on TV and said 80% of his entire function in his body was lost due to that fracture in the top of his neck. Now, what happened with the fracture? He didn't slice his brainstem, he'd be dead, but his bone broke and it put pressure on his brainstem, like instantaneous pressure on his brainstem that stopped 80% of the communication between the brain and the body. I like his case because it really proves the fact that your brain runs everything. Your brain runs every function of your body because he broke his neck and then his body shut down. So if you have anything with that top bone, which is shifted, and 85% of newborns, according to pediatric research, have that top bone shifted at birth because we don't deliver babies properly anymore. We don't let a woman push a baby out. We tug a baby out. So you have 85% of newborns have pressure at that top bone. It's called subluxation. And that pressure remains as you get older. There's more things that pop up. Could be ADHD, anxiety, depression, poor sleep habits, brain fog, headaches. All these things go along with that pressure. And then ultimately problems down your body that you never equate with that pressure, but it's coming from the pressure up there. So I'm going to encourage everybody who's listening right now, get a film. My gosh, go to a chiropractor who knows how to read that film. Take the x-ray, see what's going on. If you have that issue up top and you have headaches, I guarantee it's going to help them drastically. I mean, that's the easiest thing I see go away in my practice are headaches. Now, the rest of your body will really thank you as well, right? If you do a film and you see what's going on, you get that corrected. But do a film, see what's going on. It could drastically help your health, drastically help how you're emotionally working, how your intelligence is being portrayed in your life. I mean, it's a great, great thing. And anybody listening, as I always do, if you want to come in and do that film and be evaluated in my office, we do very high level care. I'll let anybody come in for free this week. So five of my listeners, you guys, my loyal listeners, I'm going to let you come in for free. So just give us a call. Give us a call, 845-896-1200, and leave a message. Monday, we'll get back to you. We'll set up that time. We'll do an x-ray, figure out exactly what's going on. And this could be for your child. If your child has an issue, it could be for your brother, your uncle. Let them know to call us. There's five people that, you know, and you can call for them and say, my uncle needs to come in. We'll get back to him. But basically, we need to check them out, need to see if there's a problem, and then we could talk about what to do to get better. So give us a call, 845-896-1200, and we'll be glad to check them out, be glad to check you out, be glad to discover whether you can be healthier and ultimately set you on the right path to overcoming those symptoms and being well. All right, in this last portion of the show, I'm going to speak to you. That's if you're trying to lose weight. And I know it's summertime and I'm about to go away and I'm going to be wearing less clothes while I'm away. I'll be wearing clothes. Listen, I'm not that sort of person, but I'll be wearing less clothes when I'm away. And I generally want to be more confident in my body. And so when I go to a beach or I go to anywhere where I'm going to be, you know, taking my shirt off, I want to be happier. You know, I'm in pretty decent shape, but still sometimes a stomach at my age can have a Dunlop thing. It can Dunlop over my waist. So if you're someone who has weight issues, you got to understand there's reasons why. You know, it isn't random. You don't need a drug to try to help you lose it. If that's a problem, then if you had the drug earlier, you wouldn't have gained it. Is that true? No. The problem is that drug, you know, isn't going to help you. You really need to discover what your deficiencies are and then eat less calories, but your body it'll be really happy eating those less calories because you're getting these nutrients in your body. So there's really cool ways to figure it out. So when you can find out what's going on, what you're deficient in, then you could get much healthier. You can figure out how to drop the weight. Now, deficiencies are super prevalent. I'm reading this book right now called Good Energies by this Dr. Casey Means. I would recommend it to anybody. It's a layman book. It's a great book on how to eat, how to get your metabolism working better, how to get your cells working better, how to overcome some diseases. But she says, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, our food system is so damaged that our fruits and vegetables, which ultimately are what make our other foods too. So like wheat and stuff like that, that make our breads, pastas, anything that we're eating has anywhere between 30 to 70% less nutrients in it. 30 to 70% less nutrients. Now, if you're someone who never took a vitamin and all those nutrients are missing in your food, you probably have tons of deficiencies and you're probably struggling really hard. Probably have a lot of issues that you can change very quickly by taking a multivitamin or even vitamin D or, you know, magnesium, zinc. You could take these vital nutrients and your body will work better immediately. You know, go to my website. I have great, great supplements on there if you dig in. But basically, we have systems and technology. You can find out exactly where your deficiencies lie. And it is different for everybody, right? You can't just throw a multivitamin at it and fix everything because depending on your race, your sex, how you grew up, your size, all that stuff, you could, in eating habits, you could have definite deficiencies that are robbing your metabolism of working properly. There's certain gears that need to spin in your body for your metabolism to work right. And if you don't have those nutrients, it'll never run. It'll never work. We call you a hard loser. And you could diet, you can exercise, do everything you want to do. And some of you are listening saying, I understand what you're saying. You exercise, you eat right, and you cannot take the weight off. And truthfully, you're not just saying you eat right, you really eat right and you cannot take the weight off. You're a hard loser. You've damaged your metabolism to a point where diet and exercise cannot fix it. So you really need to do something more interventional. Like if you have cancer, I can tell you how to avoid cancer, but you need to treat that cancer interventionally to get over, right? To become healthy again. Same thing with diet. So we find out the specific nutrients that you're deficient. It's very important to find these things out. Then we can put you on whole food, organic food, you know, diet, and you can eat less of that food, but your body's completely satisfied, completely content because you're putting in the right nutrients and your body isn't hungry. You're happy and you drop weight very, very quickly and healthily. After that, then we have coaches and we teach you how to eat healthier and how to live your life and, you know, avoid certain foods that are specific to you. It's a very specific program and how to, you know, eat certain foods that are very healthy for you individually. So I love the program. It's Hudson Valley Weight Loss is the company. It's my other company. And I love what it does because I built it over time, made to be successful, made to fix your metabolism once and for all, made to get the weight off of you, not to yo-yo anymore, but to drop the weight and be healthy. And so if you're one of these people who are trying to lose weight before summer and you know you're a hard loser, give us a call. It could be a life-changing experience for you. Once again, you don't need to do anything. You just need to give us a call. The number is 845-897-LOSS. It's 845-897-5677. And we'll go through the process. We'll discover if you can be better. What you want to do with the information is completely up to you, right? But we just want to help you. So 845-897-5677. And I want to try to help you. So as always, guys, bless you. Thank you for listening. I'll be back at you next Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio. Have a blessed, fruitful, prosperous, and successful week.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.